Firstborn, Exposing the Myth of Pre-Existence, A Synoptical Examination, Steve Martin, Compilation Editor. Chapter 5 of 10, Reinterpreting Colossians, Rank and Exaltation, Not Creation. Colossians 1:15-18 is one of the go-to passages people use to defend the idea that Jesus pre-existed and helped create the universe. But if we slow down and actually look at the words, the context, and the flow of Scripture, something else emerges. Paul isn't talking about Jesus building galaxies before Bethlehem. He's declaring Christ's supreme rank, his exalted position over all creation, a position that God gave to him as the reward for his faithful obedience, death, and resurrection. This reading not only fits the immediate context, but it also harmonizes with the rest of the Bible, instead of creating contradictions. The firstborn of every creature, Colossians 1:15. Paul calls Jesus the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. At first glance, some assume that this means that Jesus was the first being created, but that completely misses how the Bible uses the word firstborn, Greek prototokos. Rank, not birth order. In Jewish thought, firstborn is about rank, authority, and inheritance, not necessarily about who came first. Israel was God's firstborn nation, Exodus 4:22, though not the first nation to exist. Ephraim was called firstborn, even though he was younger than Manasseh, Jeremiah 31:9. David was the youngest of Jesse's sons, yet God made him his firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth, Psalm 89:27. God's word choice. If God wanted Paul to say, first created, there was a Greek word for that, protokistos. He didn't use it. He chose prototokos, which speaks of status, not order of origin. Clarified by verse 18. A few lines later, Paul spells it out. Jesus is the firstborn from among the dead. That's about resurrection and exaltation, not about being created long ago. So, Paul's point is clear. Jesus is not firstborn in time, but firstborn in rank, the one exalted above all others. For in him all is created. Colossians 1:16. This verse is often mistranslated as by him to suggest that Jesus did the creating. But the Greek word is en, meaning in. Centered in Christ, everything was created in him, meaning he is the reason and purpose behind creation, not the active builder. God designed everything with Christ in view as the eventual ruler. God alone is creator. The Old Testament is emphatic. Yahweh alone created the heavens and the earth, Isaiah 44:24, Psalm 33:6. To sneak in a co-creator contradicts God's own repeated declarations. What was created? Paul specifies thrones, lordships, sovereignties, authorities. He's talking about structures of power, spiritual and earthly, that will one day all bow to Christ. This isn't about planets and stars. It's about rule and rank. All is created through him and for him. The phrases through him and for him describe purpose, not participation. Through him, God's plan would unfold through Christ's obedience, death, and resurrection. For him, everything is heading toward Christ as its rightful king. Think of a kingdom designed for a future king. The king doesn't lay a single brick, but the entire palace is built with him in mind. Or think of a nursery prepared for a baby. The baby doesn't help, but everything is created through and for that child. That's Paul's meaning. Christ didn't build creation, but creation was built for him, with him as its goal. He is before all, Colossians 1:17. This is another phrase that sounds like pre-existence, but before can mean rank, not time. A general is before a private. A boss is before an employee. It's about status. The whole context of Colossians 1 is supremacy, not chronology. Jesus is first in rank, not first in existence. In him, all things hold together. Some take this to mean that Jesus literally keeps atoms from flying apart. But Paul's point is about meaning and purpose, not physics. Creation finds its harmony, cohesion, and purpose in Christ. He's the conductor who brings God's composition into unity. If Jesus literally held the universe together, what happened during the 3 days he was dead? Did everything fall apart? Of course not. God himself is the sustainer of life, Nehemiah 9:6. Christ holds things together by giving them their destiny and direction. the big picture. Exaltation, not pre-existence. Colossians 1 isn't about a pre-existent being helping God create. It's about God rewarding the man Jesus Christ, resurrected and glorified, with supreme rank. Reward, not return. Philippians 2:9 says that God highly exalted him. That exaltation was new. It wasn't a return to some prior state. Head of the new creation, Jesus is the firstborn from the dead, the head of the body, the leader of God's new humanity. Coherent with all Scripture. This understanding makes Colossians fit perfectly with Matthew's Genesis of Jesus Christ, Matthew 1:1, Luke's account of his conception, and the Old Testament's unshakable claim that God alone created all things. Colossians 1 is not proof of pre-existence. It's proof of exaltation, the crowning of the faithful man Jesus as Lord of all.